Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, I'm getting emails and texts asking me to ask you on your cooking segment this week on TV to to grill up some cicadas.
Yum.
Get ready for those requests.
I can't wait to be doing my segments outside on the grill and having them accompany me on the all the noise. That'll finally drown out the people who are mowing their lawn and the garbage trucks that are coming by while I'm cooking out there. Yeah,
I heard over the weekend about this lawsuit, David Beckham suing Mark Wahlberg. I don't know that I understand what this is all about. Can you explain this?
Well, I can tell you what the lawsuit is about. I'm not 100% sure what it means, but David Beckham and Mark Wahlberg went into a partnership with Wahlberg's company, which is called F45 Training. And the lawsuit claims that Beckham suffered losses when he did not receive the stock that he was promised to him until the price had already plummeted. So, apparently part of the deal was that he was going to get stock for endorsing his product, for being part of his fitness product, and that never happened until it was worth far less than it should have been when he should have been. This is what he alleges, that it should have been given to him at that time. Wahlberg's side, the defendants, have filed a motion to dismiss. They are saying that the claims of fraudulent conduct are baseless and that Beckham is blaming everyone but himself on this. But I do love when celebrities are battling in court.
It makes
for fantastic footage, people walking in and out of the courtroom.
Country star Morgan Wallen is going to have his day in court pretty soon. I saw his mugshot. He didn't look unhappy when they took it, and now he's talking about his arrest. What's he saying?
Yeah, when these people take their mugshots, try to look dignified. Don't look like you're happy in these.
That's not right.
So many celebrity mugshots. If we've learned anything from Nick Nolte and some of the others, look presentable for these kinds of things. But he, for the first time, is actually talking about the allegation that he threw that chair off of the roof of a bar, a high-rise, almost hitting some officers who were right down below. He said on social media that he wasn't proud of his behavior and he accepted responsibility for it all. He's going to be in court on May the 3rd to face 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment at that time. It's not affecting his record sales and it's not affecting his tour that he's on right now. The albums are at the top of the charts and he's selling out shows like crazy, so people don't seem to care that he's also in trouble with the law. Again, this is the second or third time now.
What movie finished number one at the box office this weekend?
It was this movie, Civil War, that I've been taking so much heat about because I gave a good review. And, other people, this is the case every weekend after I review a movie, no matter what the movie is, no matter what the review is. Half the people disagree with me, half think I'm a genius, half think I'm the biggest idiot in the world. I don't know how Roy Leonard did this for 31 years, I swear to God.
Didn't have all the social media.
You know what? That is very true. Roger Ebert got a little taste of it.
Yeah.
But guys like Gene Siskel never did, and Roy Leonard never did. They never had the instant reaction, but that's fine. Bring it on. I have a delete button. It's okay. It doesn't matter. But the weekend box office numbers, this movie Civil War, about a what-if second Civil War in the United States, is doing pretty well at the box office. It made $11 million. It retains the number one spot 2 weeks in a row after Civil War. It goes to the extremely realistic Abigail, the new horror movie After that, Godzilla, Kong, The New Empire. The new Guy Ritchie movie could only manage a number four debut, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And the Japanese anime feature Spy Family Code rounds out the top five of the movies.
And again, that Civil War movie, and I'm resisting going, as you describe it, very good movie, but it's not a feel-good. That's the deal.
No, it's about, it doesn't say... It doesn't affix blame to how a second Civil War got started in the United States, but if you at all pay attention to world events, you know that we are living in a time of great polarization. If one side says the sky is blue, the other is going to say it's orange. The people just cannot agree on anything anymore, and it sort of implies that that's the reason of the second Civil War and why I think it was 19 states in this movie seceded and are at war with the conventional United States. Americans are killing Americans. I mean, it's not a feel-good movie by any means, but it's extremely thought-provoking about, how much this division that we're in America right now, is this the path that we're headed down? It's really well acted, though. It's really well made. I think it's a really well done movie. Some people have texted me and said that they didn't care for it. So, something for everyone.
I think I may wait for the stream on that one, and I think many people will. But
Bob's,
we'll see.
Bob's waiting for a musical version of the Civil War. gotta fight.
We will get to music news and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees with Dean after a break. Dean, this soap opera star who passed away was also a writer, correct?
She was a very versatile actress. Her name was Meg Bennett, and you may remember her from The Young and the Restless and General Hospital and Santa Barbara. She also wrote for those shows and actually won a Daytime Emmy Award for her writing. She won three Writers Guild Awards as well. Graduate of Northwestern University, majoring in drama. She was crowned homecoming queen there as well. 75 years old, but you would, if you saw her face, you would definitely recognize her. She was definitely a regular on daytime TV.
All right, who's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year?
Well, it's always interesting to who's going in, and then in a minute, who got snubbed again this year. But inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Well, let me play a little montage here and then see if you can recognize who they are. I'll tell you who everybody is after we listen to this. All right. How many were you able to identify?
about half.
Yeah, that's not too bad. There was Cher, of course. She was the first one. Mary J. Blige was after that, also inducted. The Dave Matthews Band. Peter Frampton got in this year. Ozzy Osbourne. He was already in with Black Sabbath, but now he's in as a solo performer also. Some old school hip-hop from A Tribe Called Quest. They are inducted into the Hall of Fame. Then there was Foreigner and Kool and the Gang inducted. And then, there were some not performance inductions, but musical influence inductions, including John Mayall and Big Mama Thornton and the British blues man Alexis Corner for musical excellence. Jimmy Buffett made it into the Hall of Fame this year. He wasn't even a nominee, but following his death, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame decided to put him in as well. Dionne Warwick is in. The group called MC5 and Motown songwriter Norman Whitfield. Now, some of the people who did not make it in, I think, are just as significant, like Mariah Carey did not get in this year. She was nominated this year and was snubbed. Jane's Addiction, Perry Farrell's group, did not get in. Lenny Kravitz did not get in. Sade, Sinead O'Connor, Oasis, they were all nominated to get in this year, but have not. With multiple nominations over the years and still snubbed, Annie Lennox, Jethro Tull, Motley Crue, Let me see here. We've got Warren Zevon. And I don't know what they have against Chicago artists or Chicago area artists. Styx is not in, been snubbed several times. Chaka Khan, Wilco, Survivor. Come on. We're starting to take it personally now that these Chicago groups are not in.
Well, you can't let everybody in. Future.
I'm noticing a trend here, though. Come on. Ohio's not that far away from Chicago. But the one group that has been snubbed more than any other, nominated 11 times and still not inducted, the group Chic, who had all the dance songs in the late 70s. And some would argue that's not rock and roll, but really, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now is really a music hall of fame. There are so many artists that are not technically rock and roll anymore.
Right.
But, so that's where that is. The ceremony is going to be in October at the Rock Hall of Fame in Ohio.
And eventually we'll see it on TV. Future Hall of Famer Taylor Swift broke some records over the weekend, didn't she?
Yeah, I've been seeing if I could hold off and, you know, how long it would take me to do a Taylor Swift story this morning. It is required by FCC law now to mention this in every report. But this new album that came out on Friday is just breaking every record that it is. In the very first day that it was out, it sold 1.4 million copies. That is the biggest sales week ever for an album, beating her last album, her 1989 re-recorded album that came out. Spotify announced that the album got 300 million streams in a 24-hour period. That beat her record for her last album, Midnights. And the song Fortnite, the one with Post Malone, set the record as the most streamed song of all time in a single day.
Taylor Swift is a worldwide celebrity of influence.
Yep. Walter says so. It is such.
When he's on
when
it,
Walter,
you know, it's a big
is a Swiftie, you know that it's big.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Later on.